This edition of The Standard is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are six chances to win the competition, including two top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. And the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
From London, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is The Standard.
We can now help families not just with temporary cost of living support, but with permanent cuts in taxation.
Yeah. Chancellor Jeremy Hunt has delivered his 2024 budget, but is it enough to win over voters before the general election?
From April the 6th, employee national insurance will be cut by another 2p from 10% to 8%. Yeah. And self-employed national insurance will be cut from 8% to 6%.
Among the big announcements was a further cut to national insurance for workers, which could save the average worker around £450 a year. To pay for the personal tax cuts, the Chancellor promised to abolish the controversial non-dom status, which he said will generate £2.7 billion. Mr. Hunt also set out a series of measures aimed at helping hard-pressed households, including freezing fuel duty and extending the temporary 5p cut for a further year. Other headlines included the earnings threshold for child benefit being raised to £60,000 from £50,000, the windfall tax on the profits of oil and gas companies is to be extended until 2029, and capital gains tax will be reduced for the higher rate of property from 28% to 24%. Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer claimed the budget was a last-ditch attempt by the government to turn things around before people head to the polls.
There we have it, the last desperate act of a party that has failed. Britain in recession, the national credit card maxed out, and despite the measures today, the highest tax burden for 70 years.
I'm now joined by our political editor, Nicholas Cecil. Nick, would you say it was a blockbuster budget from Jeremy Hunt today?
I wouldn't say it's a blockbuster budget. It's more a highly politically charged budget. We are months away from a general election, probably around 6-7 months away from a general election. So Mr. Hunt very much had Labour and the Liberal Democrats in his sights when he delivered his budget today.
What were the key announcements?
Well, the headline measure will be the cut to national insurance, 2p off the main rate of national insurance. This repeats a very similar or identical cut that he did in the autumn statement. And each cut is worth, on average, basically to the average worker, about £450 in lower tax a year. Put them two together and you get a figure of £900 a year. But what people need to remember is that the overall tax burden in the UK is still heading towards a high not seen since 1948, i.e. shortly after the Second World War. Now, the Chancellor is not keen to flag up this point, but there are a series of stealth taxes, mainly freezes on the income tax and national insurance thresholds at which we start paying these various taxes and go into a rate. And these mean that people are paying more and more tax even while these cuts to national insurance are being brought in. The changes to the non-dom status, they were particularly interesting because a few years, even a few months ago, the Conservatives would have decried this if Labour was doing this. But what the Chancellor has done is a very political move because he's stolen or taken a very similar policy to what Labour are proposing And what this means is that because he has now adopted it and included it in part of his public spending and tax plans, now if Labour want to do any more public spending, if they win power at the election, then they'll have to find some more money. They can't rely on this money from non-DOMS changes to basically pay for what they were planning was more nurses and doctors for the NHS. So that this creates a political problem for Keir Starmer. So he'll have to at least partly go back to the drawing board to work out what his plans will be for after the election, assuming he becomes the next prime minister.
Were there any standout surprises in there from the Chancellor?
I suppose that the one big surprise was the changes to child benefit. A lot of the measures had been already floated out there. There was a big debate over the week whether the Chancellor would try to cut income tax or whether he would cut national insurance. Income tax cut would benefit pensioners and other people with savings. The cuts to national insurance benefits workers, but cutting income tax is quite a lot bit more expensive. If you look at 2p off income tax, you're talking about £14 billion. If you're looking at 2p off national insurance, it's about £10 billion. So if he'd wanted to go for income tax, he'd have had to find a further £4 billion down the back of the sofa, which is a lot of money.
Who do you think are the main winners from this budget?
So there are some people who will actually be better off from these cuts to national insurance, so that they will definitely be winners. And there'll be lots of families as well who will actually benefit from the child benefit changes, including many in London, where the current rules basically mean that if someone earns over £50,000, you start losing it. So there'll be lots of families in London who will benefit from the child benefit changes. There are also a number of ways he's also saving money with tax changes or changes to tax breaks, including by removing tax breaks for second homeowners who rent out their properties to tourists, increasing passenger duty on business flights, a new levy on vapes, the tobacco levy is also going up, and also extending the windfall tax on gas and oil companies. So there are a number of measures which he introduced to fund his programme, but certainly he very much wants to be the spotlight on the cuts to national insurance and improvements to the child benefit system.
How is funding for public services looking forward past the election?
Well, there was a lot of discussion at Westminster before the budget about whether the Chancellor would scale back his planned departmental spending after the election. So what was penciled in was a 1% real terms increase in departmental spending, which actually already means for unprotected departments like the police, local government, court services and so on, that could already mean a further tight squeeze on services which are already struggling in many ways. So before the budget, as the Chancellor was trying to find some money for his tax cuts, there is speculation that he might reduce that 1% to, let's say, 0.75% or 0.7% even, which sounds very small, but actually these sums can be quite large. In the end, he didn't do that. But what he has done is he's baked into his sums some productivity improvements in the public sector of some £20 billion. To achieve those, that would only mean returning to productivity levels before the COVID pandemic. So it should be achievable, but even so, he's baked this money into his calculations and he hasn't definitely got that already there to bank on to be able to pay for it for his plans.
Let's go to the ads. The Standard podcast will be back in just a moment.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. Still with me is The Standard's political editor, Nicholas Cecil. Do you think there is enough in this budget that can help the Conservatives win the general election?
Well, that's a big question. And certainly when the Chancellor announces 2p cut in national insurance in the autumn statement, that didn't shift the political dial. And in fact, the Tories have actually gone down recently. The Evening Standard had a poll earlier this week which put the Tories on just 20%, which was the lowest figure since 1978. And the big challenge for the Tories is that everyone understands income tax, but national insurance is not so well understood. It's levied on salaries in very similar ways, but it's not very well understood. And some people also believe it's used to pay for the NHS and social care, so they could be left believing actually that there's money for the NHS is being cut. So there's a big sell job here for the Conservatives to do. The number of Tory MPs probably would have liked to see bigger tax cuts. Now they've got to try and persuade the public voters out there that they should be trusted with the economy rather than Labour.
We still don't know when the general election will be called at this point. Does today's budget give any indication as to when it could be?
No, I don't think so. I think a lot of political experts have long believed the next general election would be in the autumn, most likely in November. Labour have tried to kit up the idea that it would be in May, partly because if they can get this idea going that we're about to have a May election and then there isn't one, then they can accuse the Conservatives of bottling it. But the economics seem to point very strongly towards an autumn election, because for the government to have a better chance of winning, they need people to start to feel better off. They need the economy, which went into recession at the end of last year, to be actually growing. So all these factors need to come together, basically, to give the Tories a decent chance of winning. They do have the problem of local elections in May, where they're expected to make heavy losses. But I suspect they will hope that by November, that the May local elections are long forgotten.
You can read more about the budget and how it impacts you in the Evening Standard newspaper or on our website, standard.co.uk. And that's it from this episode. This podcast will be back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.